This is episode 949. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm honored you're here. As you get ready to settle yourself into your meditation, or maybe you're out walking around, doing errands, going about your day, it's all fine. However you're listening to these meditations is perfect. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey. I know for myself, it started with tea. Simply sitting down and relaxing as I sipped tea. And pretty soon I wanted a little more relaxation. So I explored yoga. And pretty soon I wanted a little more. So I explored meditation. So however you slow down is just fine. The meditation techniques I share with you every single day can be done right there as you meditate, or maybe you're getting ready to go to sleep or going about your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. I'm Mary Meckley, and I do share a meditation technique, a different one, every single day. Each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And if you would like full guided meditations that you can be guided for 5, 10, 15, 20, all the way to 30 minutes in the meditation, you can find that over at my website. And that's at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea. A-N-D-O-M, Om, just like you say at the end of yoga or meditation.com. And there you can subscribe to receive a daily meditation. It comes out to actually 50 cents a day. With that, you also get a few perks, such as you get a journal customized around each weekly series, a daily journal for reflection, and you get a slowdown guide that has all the techniques I mention each day. It has it listed for you with photos for such as the mudras. And that way you can refer to the guides again and again if you wonder, what was that breathing technique she told me about, or what was that affirmation? You can just take a look at the guide. And you get a private Facebook group and live trainings as well. So check that out if you would like a little more. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique. Every single Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. And using your breath to calm your mind and body is powerful. In fact, it's one of the most effective ways to quickly calm your mind and body. And so as we explore our theme for this week, we are exploring how to use meditation techniques to declutter your life. Now, this could be, of course, decluttering your home, truly considering whether the things you have, your possessions, are things that are useful, or things that light you up, that spark joy, as Marie Kondo from The Magic Art of Tidying, as she would say. And so consider your possessions. Do they spark joy? Do they make you happy when you look at them? Are they useful? If the answer is no, then you may consider expressing gratitude that you have these items and then passing them on so others can enjoy them as much as you did. Now, you could also be decluttering a relationship. Maybe you just have a messy relationship that you might need to spend a little more time on, streamlining it, and maybe becoming more clear about ways to enhance or improve our relationship. Maybe it has to do with your health. Maybe you'd like to declutter your health, spend a little more time eating well, exercising, and just maybe giving yourself more self-care, more time to meditate, more time to soak in a nice bath and candlelight, more time to laugh and have fun and read and do all those things that you enjoy doing. So with this breathing technique, it's a breathing technique for gratitude. It's a simple technique that you can do, so I'll tell you how to do it now, and then you can take this technique and do it in your meditation. Or maybe when you're feeling a little down in the dumps, or maybe when you see that person who seems to zap your energy, or maybe as you're driving and feeling a little stressed, do this technique whenever you need to experience more gratitude. So you can settle yourself into your meditation, and as you begin to notice your breath, allowing yourself to breathe naturally, not forcing your breath in any way, always allowing yourself to transition to a state of stillness at your own pace. Some days that can take a little longer than others. That's natural. Each time you sit down to meditate is a different experience, just like every day of your life is a different experience. So the breathing technique for gratitude, you'll breathe in through your nose and you'll breathe out through your nose as you do this technique. This keeps your breath a little softer than if you use your mouth. Your mouth is more energizing when you inhale or exhale through your mouth. So inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and calm. And as you inhale, nicely, evenly, bringing your breath inward and upward, experience gratitude for all you're doing for yourself. It's gratitude that you're improving yourself in this way as you declutter different areas of your life. And as you exhale, release tension. Let it go. Inhale again, sending gratitude to yourself, sending it out to all your body cells as you inhale, deeply oxygenating your entire body, sending out gratitude. And as you exhale, releasing tension. So many times we feel like we have to put a little pressure or tension in our lives to move forward, to accomplish something. But research actually shows the opposite, that we thrive, we do our best when we are loving and when we feel grateful. So as you inhale, experiencing this gratitude that you're wanting to declutter your life. Feel gratitude that you know you can do so many things to improve your life. Even a little bit will make a big difference. Experience this gratitude with each inhale. And with each exhale, release this tension. Let it go. Continue meditating, experiencing your own inner stillness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.